Our man Mark Orr is here, the athletic director over at Sac State University. Man, there's a lot to talk about.
Like, I wasn't really sure of the times. So I was like, Godfrey's gonna have to leave.
Yeah.
Mark Orr is on. All right, he's got to go. And, or he can talk about the stadium if he wants to, but Mark Orr ain't going nowhere.
I would have enjoyed jumping in y'all's conversation. So let's
start with this. When is Alabama and Ohio State coming? Like, that's what we've been trying to, like, next year, the year after, like, when?
Alabama at Sac State.
Yeah,
very soon.
When's that happening, Mark?
Wouldn't that be big time to get Alabama here in Sacramento? Don't put anything back past us here.
We're not.
So, no, it's an exciting time here in Sacramento, certainly here at Sac State, but the city as a whole, it's just so many good things happening, especially in the sports world.
Yeah. Mark, I've been a believer from the start. When you guys started, you know, kind of talking or tea leaves, I don't even going to put it on you guys because you guys maybe necessarily didn't say stuff at first and stuff was coming out. I was like, man, I think they're really motivated to make this happen. And we've had some start and stops in the past over the past 25 years with Sac State. But I said, man, this one, it seems different. It seems like a different thing. What is different about this time as opposed to some of the other times when we heard about a stadium or trying to get into FBS or whatever? What's the difference this time around?
Well, I think it's timing, first of all, and leadership and alignment. Sacramento, this is a perfect time for Sacramento. I've always felt, you guys both know, I was born and raised here in Sacramento, South Sacramento. Mm-hmm. I've always felt this city and this community would support big-time college athletics. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason why Sacramento State, being a city school, can't be that product for our community to rally behind. I think what's happened is it started with President Nelson, but with Luke Wood coming on board as a president, we're taking it to a whole nother level, not just what we're doing in athletics, but what we're doing as a university with Black Honors College and Combat U and all the different things that are happening on our campus. And then obviously the landscape of the NCAA continues to evolve at the same time. And then the success of the Sacramento Kings, the A's coming to Sacramento. So you have all these things happening at the same time, and it's different.
Yeah.
It's different. It's different here on our campus. It's different here with leadership. It's different with alignment and within the Sacramento community. So it's been really, really an immense amount of pride I've seen to see what the Sac 12 is doing and the community leaders rallying behind Sacramento State. Our student athletes, our teams are doing well. And the stadium announcement just, you know, set it off a whole nother level.
And real quick, I want to piggyback off that because when all this started to come down, you know, I was like, all right, that's ambitious, but, you know, they're going up against, you know, some schools that have enrollments that are higher, whatever the case may be. And I would look at Fresno State and I even looked at like the MAC conference with schools that we traditionally know as, okay, they're legit D1s or whatever. These are big schools. And I'm looking at like Bowling Green. I'm looking at Akron. I'm looking at NIU and all this other stuff. And I get to look, I keep putting in these enrollments and it's like 21,000, 22,000. Yeah. And then I put in Sac State, 30,000. I'm like, well, wait a minute. This changes. Yeah. Like, this is one of these universities in the country that has it. And for you to say, like, you know, you believe in President Wood, you guys believe that Sacramento and Sac State is deserving of being on that platform. Mm-hmm. It checks out when you check out all the metrics.
Yeah, it does. And it's testament to the city and the university. We are a top 20 media market in the country. We have the Sacramento Kings, but, you know, there's no NFL team here in Sacramento. We will be getting Major League Baseball, at least for a few years. But there's a place for big-time college athletics here in Sacramento. We have 31,000 students, as you said. We have 21 NCAA Division I sport programs. We've been successful, you know, at our level. What's been holding us back, quite frankly, is our facilities. Which is why the stadium announcement was really, really critical. I was very, very appreciative of Vivek and the Sacramento Kings announcing a couple days ago that they would allow us to use Golden One Center if we needed to for basketball. So that's a tremendous, that shows one, that there's one of the best venues in the country right here in Sacramento. Two, our partnership with the Kings and, yeah, and how much the Kings support Sacramento State. And, mm-hmm, and Mike Brown comes out to games and De'Aaron's here on campus quite often. So it's really, when I said everything is coming together at the right time. And you never doubt this city of Sacramento and what we do here. So I'm very proud to be in this role and be part of it. And it's a lot more to come. We got some work to do. Obviously, we got to get the facilities right. Name, image, and likeness is a big thing in college athletics. We gotta make sure to take care of our student athletes.
Casey gonna put in on that. He told us.
I did.
He's gonna put in on that.
I did commit to. $20 a month. You can put the NIL, you can call the D-Lo and KC NIL, you know, $20 a month. I'm in. Lock me in.
Oh, all right. So now you're one of my alumni and boosters. You're going to start having demands of me here.
That's
well,
it.
Well, Mark, all I ask is I just want to be on the field. You know, I want the field pass so I can just stand there, you know, and like they do with Kenny Caraway's at the game and they see me there. You know, that's all I want. That's all I need.
I get you a field pass. Pretty soon you're going to be asking to call plays and all those kind of things.
I think we could use the drag route a little bit more. I think we could use that. You know what I mean?
No, in all seriousness, I would tell you guys, I know a lot of folks are speculating what's going to happen with conference realignment and those kind of things. I can honestly tell you, I don't know. I wish I did know. Mm-hmm. You know, I played, as both of you know, I played college football at Cal Berkeley back in the early, mid-1990s. And never in a million years did I think Cal Berkeley, by the Pacific Ocean, would be an Atlantic Coast Conference at this time. So what's happening in college athletics is very volatile. We don't know where, you know, I don't have a crystal ball and can't tell you, you know, what conference Sac State's future looks like or anything like that. What I can tell you is we're going to invest in our facilities. We're going to invest in our student athletes. We're going to make this the best that we can to put us in position to be able to have those opportunities should we decide to change conferences. Yeah. But it starts with focusing on our city, our community, our student athletes, our campus, and structuring it and building the foundation to put us in the best position.
Mark,
so we're getting after it that way.
Mark didn't realize Cal would be in the ACC or that the quarterback would make more money than him. That's just
you ain't lying that
things
way.
Things you couldn't predict.
It is nuts. I never in a million years. But you know what? Good for our student athletes. You know, when I played ball, you could not earn any income on your name, image, and likeness. Mm-hmm. You know, we got a full scholarship, which I'm very appreciative every day of the week. I appreciate the full scholarship and education opportunity I had to play college football. But, you know, student athletes do deserve to be able to earn income on their name, image, and likeness if the revenues are there. And they should be able to utilize that. So I'm very supportive. Yeah. Of our student athletes' rights and opportunities to earn income. And, you know, and we'll have to here at Sac State be able to provide for that as well in order to be competitive. Yeah.
You mentioned the partnership with the Sacramento Kings. Obviously, one of the huge announcements this week was the Golden One Center, should all of this come to fruition. Yeah. How did that materialize? Because, you know, Vivek has shown over his time he's a businessman and he makes business decisions. And so far, he doesn't make bad ones. So clearly he's all in on Sac State. How did this come together?
Yeah, well, we've had a longstanding relationship with the Sacramento Kings and we're hosting. I think we also announced, I think yesterday, we're hosting another March Madness at Golden One Center. This is the fifth one, at least since I've been here. So we're going to do that in 2027. We have the Women's March Madness in 2026. We host our commencements at Golden One Center. So this isn't a new relationship we've had with Golden One Center and Vivek. It's been formed over time. Vivek and the Sacramento Kings, and this is what I really appreciate about them, they're ingrained with the Sacramento community and not just with NBA basketball. Some ownership and some owners are all about the professional franchise, but I can't say enough about how the Sacramento Kings really, and Vivek in particular, really want to get connected with the community. Sacramento State, we're part of it. One of average 17 residents in Sacramento graduated from Sacramento State as an alum. Yeah. We have 290,000 alumni living right here in Sacramento. So we're part of this community and a big part of it. So it's we fostered a relationship with Vivek. When this came about, SAC-12, obviously our local community leaders and political leaders and some of our donors and our alumni were rallying up support, and Vivek wants to help, and the Kings wanted to help, and this is a way they could. So I, as I said, I couldn't be more prideful and grateful and humbled that they want to support us.
Yeah, man, it's really cool.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You talk about I want to talk about the football stadium a little bit, and you mentioned it, I think, in the press conference that, yes, it's a football stadium. We're trying to get to FBS and all this other stuff, but there's so many other things that you'll be able to use that stadium for: rugby, soccer, commencements maybe, concerts, mm-hmm. things of that nature. It's something that not only will help football-wise, but it's something that the whole city and obviously the university can use outside of just football as well.
Yeah, I would share with you. Obviously, it starts with our serving our students here at Sac State. So you mentioned rugby and football and soccer. So we're certainly going to do that. But I'd also share, and I didn't think about this until we started talking to the architects, in Northern California, just think about Northern California, there are no outdoor venues that are 25,000 seats and above anywhere nearby here. The closest one is Oakland Coliseum. Mm. You know, it's not Hughes Stadium, not Sac State. There's one in Reno. There's one down in Fresno. But there's nothing like this in this region. So you start thinking about, you know, concerts and shows for our community. High school football, state championships, CIF championships, all those types of things. Soccer, all the different opportunities that we can provide to the community beyond Sacramento State is important. And we plan on doing that. Certainly on our campus, our students, 31,000 students, we want to make sure the venue benefits them, you know, as a whole. So certainly a lot of emphasis will be placed on the fan experience, on the type of seating, the video boards, ribbon boards, you know, LED stuff, the connectivity to Wi-Fi, the concessions, the merchandise. So we want this to cater to students, particularly the 18 to 21 year old, and then obviously our general community. So it is it's going to be a fun project. I'm pumped, obviously, and we got the announcement out. Since we've had the press conference, there's been loads of people wanting to come in and support it, mm-hmm. whether it's financially or gifting kinds or helping us get it off the ground. So it's this is one of those times it's happening. It is happening, and we're ready to go.
Absolutely.
Can we talk about President Luke Wood's role in all of this? He's been tremendous. I've been able to watch some of the things that he's been doing up close. He's pretty close with some friends of mine, and I mean, Black Honors College is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like that is just like an incredible thing that Sac State has. But can you talk about President Wood's involvement in all of this?
Yeah, it's huge. When he came in, you know, you never know. I've been an athletic director now for 25 years. It's my fifth president that I've had a chance to work with. And I must say, President Nelson brought me home to Sacramento. So I always would be indebted to him. President Wood, when he came in, you never know what to expect. I knew he was younger than me. First of all, I'm 47. He was 41 when he came in. So you're always like, whoa, I'm gonna have somebody a little bit younger than me. And then he comes in with his Nike Dunks. And, you know, as I said, he's listening to Kendrick Lamar. And I'm like, whoa, this is a whole different way that I'm going to work with the president. And the first thing he asked me is, what do we need? What's our vision? What is holding us back from playing against Alabama here in Sacramento State? And what I appreciate about him, he's Sacramento through and through, a two-time graduate here, you know, and he's – his hasn't come up with a silver spoon in his mouth. He was a foster youth and came up through group homes, worked his way through college. Him and his twin brother, Josh, they are, gosh, it's a movie. It's a movie script to see how President Wood has come through and then eventually becoming the president of Sac State. So when we discuss what's needed for athletics, one of the first things he did is let's commission a feasibility study. Let's get somebody in here. And we hired a company called College Sports Solutions to come in here, interview a bunch of people, do some work, do some data analysis, look at other universities that may be peer groups to us, whether that's a San Diego State or Fresno or Cal Berkeley, whatever it may be. And let's put a plan together. So we put that plan together, and then now we're executing. We're knocking them off. And he is there's not more people that I can't think of anyone that's more passionate about Sacramento State than President Wood. He, this is his alma mater. He's two-time alma mater, and he was student body president when he was here. Him and Josh ran student government, and now he's the president. And it's fun. Our coaches, our student athletes love him. He relates well. He's personable. He's a good leader. So none of this would be happening without his leadership and alignment. And I think all of us in Sacramento should be appreciative of what President Wood has brought to our city.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this. There's a lot of people who are working on this and trying to make this happen. But AD Mark Orr and President Luke Wood, they're the tag team champions of the world. Mm-hmm. These guys, I'm from here too, Mark. And I've yep. seen Sac State my whole life. And it's
yep. –
And all respect to the people that were there before, it's different with you guys here. It's different with you two here. And we appreciate that as a city, man. As somebody that loves sports and loves to see the city shine in a major way, it's different with the leadership that you two are providing right now.
Well, I appreciate that. And again, I always want my monitors, folks. When I grew up in Sacramento, I know what my perception of Sac State was. Mm-hmm. And that's different now. And that's part of the transition. At the time, it was a Division II program. It was seen as more of a commuter school. As I said, I grew up in South Sacramento. We rarely came to campus for events, or every now and then I may play a football game in the stadium, but it was just going to the stadium and leaving. And now this campus is just—it's turned over. The leadership has turned over. Athletics has done well. Black Honors College, more events happening, and it's really. Really cool to see, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, real quick, me and Damian, we went to a game for the first time. Like I said, we're both from here. We didn't spend any time going to Sac State football games. We had a perception of it. We went out there one of the times, parking lot. I was like, did I go to a Howard football game? What the hell? What's going on here? The parking lot was going crazy.
Yeah,
you guys done a great job. It's been a busy 2 weeks. What's next? Is there anything we could be looking for next, or is it just kind of wait and see, or just keep working? Like, what's next over the next?
Yeah, I think you're gonna. Well, obviously, we're hopefully going to continue to have success with our teams. We have another. We have a bye week this week, but we have football game next weekend. So, encouraging as many folks in the community if they want to help come out. The more we can show in attendance, the more we can show Sacramento can support big time Division I athletics. We need folks to come out and show up. So that's one big piece. And then the other piece that I think will come out is we're getting a lot of support, significant amount of support from partners that want to be involved, to donors that want to be involved. We just released yesterday stadium renderings. There'll be more renderings that will come out. So I think stay tuned. We're not done. We're not done. We still have a few more bullets in the holster here that we'll put out there when the timing's right. So I'm excited. I'm excited about what's happening. What we've put out so far, I think has been great, and I think people are excited. And there's certainly more to come. And I encourage all of you all the listeners out there, coming out and support the teams. Enjoy a good time. Tailgating is a good time. They have a good time out there.
Yeah, they have a great time.
I would tell you, D'Lo and Casey, stay away from the student tailgating area.
That was a wild one.
You guys are with me on the older side.
That's
of the
what I'm saying. Yeah, that's where I need to be.
Come over with me.
That's where I need to be.
I'm perfectly happy over there, Mark. That's where I need to be.
And definitely you have field passes anytime you guys want to come to a game.
See, that's what's up.
There we go, man.
Mark, we appreciate you, man. Congratulations. We're thrilled with all of the news that has come out in recent days and in recent weeks. And, you know, anytime you need something from D'Lo and KC, ESPN 1320, whatever, we got you, man.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. And thank you. Thank ESPN 1320 for its partnership. Again, you listeners out there, the game, all of our games are on radio on 1320. And the both of you have been great having our coaches on. And Sky River is one of our partners now at Sac State. Yeah. They do the hospitality suite. So much alignment with the work that you do. And we're just happy to be part of it.
Yeah, likewise, Mark. Congratulations again, man. Look forward. We got to make this visit a little bit more regular, man. We don't do it enough.
Yes,
but it's always a pleasure when we connect. Thank you, my brother.
No, I appreciate the both of you, and thanks to you guys. I appreciate
no problem,
it.
Man.